我哋一齐祈祷。Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day of worship.
主，我哋都系献上感谢，让我哋今日有一个崇拜你自己嘅时候。
We thank you for your word. We pray that you speak to our heart.
我哋感谢你自己嘅话语，亦都系希望你向我哋心里面说话。
In Jesus' name.
我哋咁样祈祷，奉主嘅圣名祈求。
I've been going through a series called What If God's People.
牧师系讲到一系列嘅讲道嘅系列，佢嘅讲道就系话，如果假若神嘅民。
Today I want to ask the question, what if God's people love their neighbor?
假若神的子民是爱人如己呢?
Now you know we lived in New York City for 28 years.
牧师和师母在纽约市都是住了20多年的时间。
Those of you that live there, you understand what I'm saying.
如果在那里曾经住过的人，你会知道我所提及的事情。
You don't ever know your neighbors.
你是永远都不会认识你的邻居的。
It's not because New York people are bad people.You just don't.
並不是紐約市的人不是一個好的人，但你只是不會去認識你的鄰居。
For instance, my family, my parents and my brother and sister, we lived in one place, well they still live there, but since 1970.
牧師的家人在1970年代已經在那個地區去居住。
It's made up of four gigantic buildings, six gigantic buildings.
這個地區有六座很大的大廈。
Each building has 21 stories, 21 floors.
每一座大廈有21層。
Each floor has 6 apartments.
每一層係有六座嘅公寓。
Nobody knows the neighbor.
冇一個人係認識佢哋側邊嘅鄰居㗎。
And you say why? You're just not nice people?
點解呢？係咪因為佢哋係一個唔好嘅人呢？
See, people purposely not know their neighbors because the walls are so thin.
是很多的人是特登是不去認識他的鄰居，是因為他們
夠
長。
If you know the neighbors, you know everything that's going on, and you don't want them to know everything that's going on.
如果你去認識你的鄰居，你就會認識他身上所發生的所有事情，你是不想這樣做的。
This is very typical New York.
這是很典型紐約市的。
In fact, we had a balcony. We shared a balcony with our neighbor with a wall in between.
我們仍然是去分享同一個天台，只是分隔了一埲牆。
And we didn't know them.
我哋都唔認識佢。
They didn't know us.
佢都唔認識我哋。
They knew we were messy, because you know we Chinese people we put things out on the balconies.
佢哋知道我哋唔係好整潔，因為都知道中國人有時候會將啲物件
放喺
天台上。
And we know that they like flowers. They put all kinds of flowers on their floor. That's all we know.
我哋可能係會放好多唔同嘅盆栽喺個天台上面。
That's how actually big city like New York. That's how people protect their privacy.
呢個就係好似大城市，譬如紐約市，佢點樣保護自己嘅私隱。
So who's your neighbor?
究竟我哋嘅鄰舍？
And how do we love them?
我哋點樣愛我哋嘅鄰舍呢？
Today I want to share a thought with you.
我哋想今日同大家分享幾點。
I believe that if God's people, us Christians,
我哋都係好清楚嘅，深信我哋作為神嘅子民，即係
If we loved our neighbors, we would change this world.
如果我哋係願意去愛我哋嘅鄰舍嘅話，我哋就會改變到呢個世界。
Three thoughts here.
三點去提及。
The first one is priority.
第一個就係講到我哋嘅優先次序。
What? What is it about?
什麼事情？
What is Jesus saying here?
究竟耶穌喺度講到啲乜嘢咧？
Okay. So here's the story. Here, Jesus is in, you know, being interviewed by all these Pharisees.
我哋喺度講到嘅故事就係耶穌俾好多法利賽人去盤問。
In case you don't recognize what that means, it's kind of like today. You open the television, you see all these politicians, right? And they go and make a press conference.
很多時候，譬如話，好似你睇而家嘅情況，就好似你見到一個政客去呢個嘅會議上面見到好多嘅去訪問佢嘅人。
And then they everybody sticking a microphone in front of their faces, right? And asking them all kinds of questions, right?
好似啲記者去將一啲嘅麥去放喺呢啲嘅政客面前。
And if they say something ridiculous or wrong, or they make a mistake, next thing you know, boom, it's on YouTube, it's on Facebook, it's everywhere, right?
又或者如果你有即偶一不慎去講錯咗説話嘅時候，呢啲就會喺社交網站上面提及。
I mean, last week, one of the presidential candidates, he called a basketball rim, he called it a ring.
好似上個禮拜有個總統嘅候選人，佢去講到一個籃球嘅框嘅時候，佢講到一個環。
Unfortunately, he did that in the state of Indiana, where basketball is the most important thing in life.
係好唔好彩嘅，佢係喺印第安納州去講錯呢一即係呢一個事情。
So they killed him everywhere, you know, in the news and everywhere. They played that video again and again and again, millions of times.
所以佢喺電視上面、喺網站上面成日都有人批評佢啦。
That's what they were doing to Jesus.
佢哋就喺嗰個時候向耶穌咁樣做法。
So they knew all these things, and one of the Pharisees said, "I'm going to get Jesus."
其中一個嘅法利賽人，佢去問好多嘅問題，去能夠捉弄耶穌。
They didn't have a microphone, but you can imagine, Jesus, what is the most important thing in life?
佢哋雖然冇個麥克風，但係佢會好似問耶穌：你究竟去點樣去睇呢件事情呢？
You see, there's no right answer there for them in their mind.
喺佢哋嘅心裏面係冇一個正確嘅答案。
If it's right for one group of people, it's wrong for the other group.
可能佢對某一個嘅組織嚟講係一個啱嘅答案，但係對於另外一個嚟講係錯嘅。
You know, if they say the most important thing in life is family, what about those people who have no families?
如果你講到你心裏面最緊要嘅係家庭，咁其他人呢？
What if the most important thing in life is to work hard? What about unemployed?
咁如果你講到最重要嘅係去努力工作，咁其他人呢？
You see, there was nothing that he could have said. They were trying to get him.
佢哋都係耶穌講。 即係無論講咩事情，都係希望能夠去試探耶穌，去捉耶穌。
But instead, he gave a phenomenal answer.
但係耶穌喺度講到一個好好嘅答案。
An answer that would help you and help me very easily navigate through life.
呢個嘅答案係可以好好咁幫助你同我喺我哋嘅生命當中去成長㗎。
He doesn't say the Ten Commandments is most important.
佢唔係講到十戒係最重要。
He doesn't say the thousands of rules that you Pharisees have are important.
亦都唔係講到喺法利賽人所講嘅所有嘅戒命嘅重要性。
But he says the greatest commandment is to love God.
但佢講到最大嘅戒命就係要去愛神。
And he goes on, he says, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
唔單止咁樣講，佢話你要用你嘅。 用盡心、盡性、盡意嘅去愛主你嘅神。
So the Pharisees, well, can't disagree with that.
係當中係冇一個嘅法利賽人係會唔同意神所講嘅。
Because you see, if you love God, you would do all these other things too.
如果當你去愛神嘅時候，你就會做以下嘅所有嘅事情。
Now you gotta understand something about the Pharisees.
我哋想各位去認識下呢啲法利賽人。
They're really legalistic.
佢哋係好誒好注重喺律法上面㗎。
If you never met Jewish people today, you understand that. On the Sabbath, you can't do anything. You can't drive, you can't turn on the lights, you can't turn off the light. You do that, you're sinning.
如果你唔認識猶太人嘅話，如果喺佢哋嘅安息日你去做任何嘅事情，包括揸車做其他事情，其實係錯誤㗎。
So they want Jesus to say those are important.
所以佢希望耶穌去講呢啲嘅事情。
I remember one time I was walking home on a Friday night from school. It was late, and suddenly these Hasidic Jews came.
好似牧師係曾經試過一個星期五嘅夜晚係行翻屋企嘅時候，佢點樣？
In my neighborhood in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, he said, "Can you help us?"
有個猶太人就去問牧師啊，你可唔可以幫忙我哋呢？
You know, Hasidic Jews usually don't mug you or rob you, so it's okay, it's safe. So I went with them into the place.
通常猶太人咧係唔會係向人打劫嘅，所以應該安全嘅。
He says, "It got a little later than we thought. Can you turn those lights off for us?"
因為已經好遲啦，你可唔可以麻煩你幫我開盞燈？
Really, it's past sunset, so they can't do it.
因為已經過咗日落啦，所以你唔可以開燈。
So back in those days, you know, there's these lights with a little string, you pull it, right?
喺嗰個年代，開燈係好似一條繩咁樣吊。
So I went and I turned off every single light, and he thanked me, and I went on my way.
所以佢就係幫呢個嘅猶太人去開每一盞燈，佢好多謝我就走。
Do you realize that, you know, if you drove a car and you're Jewish, after sunset you can't drive the car?
你有冇想過你係猶太人，你係過咗日落之後係唔能夠揸車咧？
So in Brooklyn, you know, you see after Friday night, you know, you see all these Hasidic Jews. They're walking to the synagogue. They can't drive. It's not legal to drive for them.
我哋喺 Brooklyn 呢個地方係好常見到星期五晚咧係見唔到猶太人去揸車嘅，因為日落之後就唔可以。
I'll tell you something else they can't do if you're a Jewish person.
我哋可以話俾你聽，猶太人過咗日落之後可以做啲咩事情咧？
You know, I was just at a house yesterday, last night. With some pastor's ministry up in Kingwood. And these particular pastors, they're ethnically from Africa, and they had nice houses, but they had really high grass.
They
do their own gardening and stuff, and they don't do it often, so the grass is pretty high, right? Do you know if you're a Jewish person in after Friday night, you can't go out to the yard? Because if you walk through the high grass, see, some of the grass have some seeds, you know? And if you walk through the high grass, you can knock some of them down.
如果你去行過呢啲草地嘅時候，就會撞跌呢啲嘅種子。
That's called sowing。
呢啲係等於播種一樣。
You can't sow. That's work。
你係唔可以播種嘅喎。
So you see, if you're a Jewish person, you can't walk through high grass. You gotta have those guys mow your grass before you walk on it。
好似猶太人就唔可以行呢啲嘅高嘅草，佢需要喺日落之前去剪曬呢啲草。
But you see, Jesus cut through all that, and he says the most important commandment is not to mow your grass. The most important commandment is to love God.
耶稣呢度讲到，你最重要嘅唔系去剪草，而系去爱你嘅神。
To love God with all your heart, with all your personality and your soul, with all your mind.
系要用你嘅心性尽意去爱你嘅神。
Listen, we're Chinese people.
我哋系中国人。
We don't want to show our emotions too much.
我哋好多时候都唔想表达我哋嘅情感。
I have to say, my whole life, I never saw my father kiss my mother. Never, not once.
我谂喺我嘅印象当中，我从来冇见过我爸爸锡我妈妈。
But I want to tell you.I have no doubt my father loved.
但我從來冇懷疑過我爸爸好愛我媽媽。
You see, it doesn't take very long to know whether somebody loves somebody.
我哋係用一啲好短嘅時間就會知道究竟一個人係咪愛對方。
See, that's what God is talking about. That's what the Lord is talking about. He says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, that your heart is passionate toward God."
我哋講到係我哋要用盡心盡性，用我哋嘅熱心去愛我哋嘅神。
I've met enough couples here and other places, and I'm like, ooh, they really love each other. They might not.
我哋好多時候會即係會見到一啲嘅夫婦，究竟佢哋係咪係真係好彼此好好去愛對方？
Because if you love someone with all your heart, that passion just comes out. You feel it. You don't even have to see it. You just sense it.
如果一個人係用盡佢嘅心性去愛對方嘅話，係好容易睇到佢嘅熱心嘅。
And also, it's about your personality, your soul, you know, your will, your choices that you make.
你嘅個性、你嘅心意、你所做嘅選擇都維繫住喺個。
And not only that, with your mind, it says you love God with all your mind. You know God, you study God, you learn about God. All those things are so important.
我哋如果用盡我哋嘅心性去愛我哋嘅神嘅時候，我哋就會學習神上面嘅一切。
Let me tell you, I can tell you right now what Barbara likes, what she doesn't. I know mentally her things, the things that make her happy, the things that will not make her happy. I know all that stuff.
譬如話，我對師母一樣，我係好清楚知道有啲咩事情令到佢開心，有咩令到佢唔開心。
Because I love her with all my heart, with my soul, with everything that I have. I love my wife.
因為係牧師用盡佢嘅心性去愛師母。
That's the same thing. We have to understand that's how we love God.
我哋喺度就要明白，我哋應該係點樣去愛我哋。
Now here's where we're coming to what we're talking about this morning.
我哋亦都講到今日我哋所要講嘅。
And then he said the second command.Is to love your neighbor.
就係要愛我哋嘅鄰舍。
Oh my goodness, that's interesting. Love your neighbor.
要愛係要愛我哋嘅。
And then he says, the Lord says, these two are everything that you need to understand life.
呢兩樣嘢就係你需要去認識你嘅生命。
Now, first of all, what is he talking about?
第一，佢究竟所講嘅係咩事情咧？
Who's my neighbor?
Who is
my neighbor? He's like my next door neighbor, across the street, the guy in the apartment that I never got to know in New York. Is that my neighbor? See, that's how we understand neighbor. But Jesus made it clear what our neighbor is, who our neighbor is. You remember the story of the Samaritan. You remember that a Jewish person was beaten up, is bleeding on the ground, no one cared about him.But the Samaritan came and he cared about
him.
Listen, in life, whether you like it or not, we probably have a lot of friends, we probably have some enemies, and then we have our neighbor. Neighbor are just people. People that we don't know. People that we may not relate to. People that have needs.
可能係啲有需要嘅人。
These are our neighbors.
呢啲就係我哋嘅鄰舍。
These are people that can be black, white, yellow, whatever.
一啲可能係黑人、白人、黃種人。
The Samaritan is not supposed to like the Jewish person. That's not the issue. He's a guy that needs help. That's his neighbor.
撒瑪利亞人係唔應該傳統上係唔中意猶太人，但係佢見到呢個人有需要，所以去幫助。
So this is a neighbor.
呢個就係我哋嘅鄰舍。
Can you imagine God's people love their neighbors?
你可以想象下神嘅子民去爱我哋嘅邻舍。
You say is that possible?
有冇可能咧
？Oh yes, it is.
的确系可能。
How do you think the gospel message came to China?
我哋点样去睇到神嘅信息去传到去中国
？Because some white people love their neighbors that are Chinese.
因為有一班嘅白人去愛我哋嘅中國人嘅鄰舍。
People with names like Hudson Taylor, people with names like Lottie Moon, they came to China.
好似係戴德生或者係姆拉提，佢哋好愛中國人。
These are people that love their neighbors.
呢啲就係啲愛佢鄰舍嘅人。
And that's how we got the gospel.
呢啲就係呢個嘅原因，我哋得到呢個福音。
Now the second thing I want to talk about is why.
第二點講所提及嘅係點解咧？
See, there are only two things that's going to last forever.
世界上只有兩樣嘅事情係永恆嘅。
The first one is our God. He's eternal.
第一樣嘅就係我哋嘅神。
He always was and always will be.
佢係自有永有，永遠都會。
You know what's the second thing that's going to last?
第二樣係永恆嘅咧。
Our church building.
我哋教會嘅禮拜堂。
No, of course not.
當然唔係啦。
Your jobs.
你嘅工作咧。
Of course not.
當然唔係啦。
Your cars outside parking lot.
喺停車場嘅車係咪呢
？The second thing that lasts are people.
第二樣永恆嘅係人。
Because people are made in the image of God.
因為我哋係透過神嘅形象被
We have an eternal soul.
我哋有一個永恆嘅靈魂。
Every single person born and unborn even will have eternal.
每一個係被重生嘅人都會有呢個嘅靈魂。
Now, whether they live in eternal heaven.Or live in eternal lake of fire, nevertheless they return.
又或者係喺永恆當中永遠生存，或者喺永火裏面都有個靈魂。
So that's why these commandments they relate to them.
呢啲嘅戒命都係同佢哋有關。
We love the eternal God.
我哋愛一個永恆嘅神。
It's what we are made of. That's why we are made.
係因為我哋係咁樣被創造。
But we also love those that He has made in His image.
我哋都係愛一啲被佢嘅形象去被創造嘅人。
Because God loves them, we are to love them.
因為神愛佢哋，所以我哋都應該愛
佢哋。They are called our neighbors.
嗰啲都係我哋嘅鄰舍。
These are people that have been created by God.
呢啲嘅人都係被神創造嘅。
They have an eternity in them.
佢哋喺裡面有一個永恆喺當中。
Anything else is not eternal.
其他嘅事情都唔係永恆
嘅。And if they're not eternal, we don't need to love them.
如果唔係永恆嘅，我哋係唔需要去愛。
They may be part of what we are, what we do, what we need to take care of, but they are not eternal.
佢哋雖然係我哋當中嘅一部分，但係呢啲唔係永恆嘅。
And the kingdom of God is built around the eternal.
神嘅國度係用永恆當中去建立嘅。
And so we as God's people,
所以我哋作為神嘅子民
，we are called upon to love our neighbor.
我哋係被呼召去愛。
Now the last thing I want to look at is why and how.
第最後即係想講嘅係。
How do we love our neighbors?
我哋點樣去愛我哋嘅鄰舍咧？
Is it possible?
有冇可能咧？
There's a lot of messages out of this one.
我哋當中有好多嘅信息。
But I want to focus on two things.
但只係希望能夠係去體諒。
The scripture says the second commandment is like the first.
我哋都講到第二條戒命好似第一條一樣。
And what is the first?
第一條係咩咧？
The first love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, right?
第一條就係用我哋盡心、盡性、盡意去愛主我哋。
So the second, if it's like the first, that means we need to love our neighbor with our heart, with our soul, with our mind.
即係話我哋要用我哋嘅盡心、盡性、盡意去愛我哋嘅鄰舍。
Is that even possible?
究竟有冇呢個可能咧？
I mean, you say I love my family, I love my church, but is it possible to love people you don't know?
你話我好愛我嘅家庭，好愛我嘅教會，咁究竟有冇可能去愛我哋嘅鄰舍咧
？Well, obviously, it must be possible because otherwise Jesus wouldn't tell us to do so.
當然呢個係非常之有可能，即係如果唔係嘅話，耶穌都唔會咁樣。
And I want to tell you, if you look into history, if you look at people, you look at churches and ministry, you will find people that were able to do that.
我哋睇到歷史，睇到神自己嘅事工嘅時候，呢個係可能嘅。
For instance, we talk about, you know, George Mueller, the guy that took care of orphans in England.
我哋都係知道係 George Mueller 呢個人去處理英國好多嘅孤兒。
10,000 orphans he cared for。
佢照顧一萬個嘅孤兒。
You say he must be someone special。
佢梗係一啲好特別嘅人啊。
You know what? He was a person that took this command and said, "I am going to love my neighbors. They happen to be orphans for me."
因為佢係睇到呢一條嘅戒命，佢去愛我哋嘅鄰舍，去愛呢啲嘅孤兒。
I have no doubt that he loved every single one of these orphans。
我從來冇懷疑過佢係愛每一個嘅孤兒。
Or we can take a guy like Jim Elliot.
我哋去講到一個人叫 Jim Elliot.
You remember he's the guy that went to Ecuador and he was killed by the Alca Indians, right? Well, along with other guys with him.
佢去到厄瓜多爾呢個嘅地方係被當地一個嘅印第安人去被殺。
How does he love his neighbor? His neighbors were these Indians that do not know Jesus Christ. And you remember, he was there on the riverbank with the guys. They had rifles in their hands, and the Indians were coming with spears to kill them. And these guys decided that they're going to love their neighbors. So initially they shot the rifles in the air just to maybe scare them off and make them stop. They didn't stop. They could have taken the rifles and shot at them and killed some of them or maybe hurt some of them so that they'll run away. They didn't do that. Everything that we knew, they put their rifles down and allowed these people, these neighbors, put the spears through them. They love their neighbors. Now, I'm not suggesting that's what you have to do every single time. It just depends. I want to tell you something about the Christian faith. How is it that the gospel message just spread all over the place? There's churches everywhere, Christians everywhere. How did it happen? More than any other person, any kind of person, the Christians have been persecuted throughout the last 2,000 years. We begin with Jerusalem in the book of Acts. You see that the Christians were being killed by Jewish people. Then you read history, you find the Christians were being killed by the Romans. And then, even as the Roman Empire became Christians, the Christians were getting killed every which way. When the religion of Islam came to be in 500 AD, the first set of people they went to kill were Christians. There were five major Christian centers in the Middle East. At that time, there was Rome, there was Constantinople, or today Istanbul, there was Jerusalem, there was Carthage, and then there was another one in North Africa. There were full of Christians everywhere. The whole Middle East were made of Christians. They were wiped out. They were massacred. In the millions, they were killed by the Muslims. Only one left, really, was Rome and Istanbul, and even Istanbul is pretty much Muslim. And then you fast forward into the Middle Ages, and Christians were being massacred and killed all the time. We come into the last century, the 20th century. Who did the communists in China and who did the communists in the Soviet Union kill the most? Christians. And today, even today, the Christians are the ones that are blamed for everything, and the Muslims are killing the Christians still, and goes on and on. Why do I tell you through all that? Just so you know that Christians have always loved their neighbor. To the place where they face death. But because they love the neighbors, they won the neighbors to Jesus Christ. And so here in China, we are told that there's possibly 130 million Christians after being persecuted by the government for so many decades. How do we love our neighbors? We love them like we love God. With a fire and a passion in our heart. And we purposely make choices to love them. You know, this month we are in what is called our ministry month. 3 weeks from today,
三個禮拜之後，
we're going to have a ministry fair in the FLC.
我哋有個嘅事工嘅嘉年華會，我哋嘅家庭生活中心。
I hope you'll go there and consider what are different committees, different things that you can be a part of.
我哋希望你嗰陣時候可以出席去睇下你有啲咩嘅事工你自己可以參與。
And our deacons are working very hard to put that together.
我哋嘅執事係好努力嘅，佢希望能夠。
I want to tell you what ministry is about. I want to tell you what ministry is about. What ministry?You know, sometimes we think ministry is so complicated, you got to do this. No, it's not. It's very simple. Ministry is God's people giving of themselves. To love the neighbor. Whether it's resources, whether it's time, whether it's abilities, that's what it's about.
讲到我哋嘅时间、资源，我哋嘅能力都将我哋献上。
And so you want to get yourself in a place where you are involved in a ministry.
如果你想系去参加呢啲嘅事工嘅时候
，Because if the greatest in the kingdom of God is to love God and love people, you want to be loving people.
因为喺神嘅国度里面，最大系爱神，你都好希望能够爱我，爱我哋嘅邻舍。
Then I believe every single person has a different thing.
我都知道当中有好多唔同嘅事情。
You know, our heart for missions.We share with you all the time. But I'm not a missionary. But yet I love people overseas. There are people that love different things, different ministry that God has given. You can do that. Any of them that God gives you and puts in your heart. But every ministry is about you giving out.
但每一個嘅事工都係講到你自己點樣去獻上。
That's how we love our neighbor.
呢個就係我哋點樣去愛我哋嘅鄰舍。
The second part of that, how is love your neighbor as yourself.
第二點我哋講到點樣去做，就係要去愛人如己。
So we need to love people like we love God, and then we need to love people like we want to be loved.
我哋希望愛我哋嘅鄰舍，好似愛我哋嘅神，亦都希望係愛人如己。
You know, this past couple of weeks.We don't have many, but we have some people that were affected by the flood. We have one family that the water went in and they have over $50,000 worth of damage. I want to tell you how proud I am of people in CBC. This family is fairly new. People went over the house.They called them, they contacted them, and I received a letter from them. A long letter thanking the people in CBC how much they loved. That's one of the things the CBC folks are really good at. They really care. And I talked to some of the people that went and did those things.Not a single one of them said, oh, it was so much work, so tiring. You know, no, they all loved it. They all loved just ministering to this family. Why? Because God made us that way. We are made to minister. Now, this is a family that's in our church already. But there are other people out there that are not in churches, not anywhere.
雖然我哋喺教會裏邊係咁樣做，但係有啲唔去教會個，即係唔去教會嘅人咧。
I tell you what, when we minister to them,
當我哋去服侍呢啲人嘅時候
，their lives will change.
佢哋嘅生命會被改變。
They will see Jesus in us.
佢哋會喺我哋嘅身上見到耶穌。
You know, it's not just the things we say to people.
唔係因為我哋喺我哋口裏面所講。
It's not this, you know, evangelistic methods all the time.
唔係我哋一啲嘅宣教嘅一啲嘅模式。
You know what? It's how much we love people.
People
will always respond to love. Can you imagine what would happen if all of God's people loved their neighbor? He will win the world for Jesus Christ. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for giving us the privilege.Thank you that somebody loved us and share your love with us. I pray, Lord God, that you will help us to be people of love. That we will love you with all our heart. And we will love people as well. In Jesus' name.
我哋咁样祈祷，奉主圣名祈求。